From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. We begin this hour with a look at the Obama administration's controversial use of drones to target and kill suspected terrorists. Today, the White House counterterrorism chief gave a lengthy defense of the program. John Brennan said the president wants to be more open with the public about the use of lethal force against al-Qaeda.
President Obama believes that done carefully, deliberately, and responsibly, we can be more transparent and still ensure our nation's security.
John Brennan went on to address some of the criticisms that have been leveled against the U.S. drone program. And NPR's Dina Temple-Raston joins us to discuss what he said. And Dina, let's start with those criticisms one at a time, starting with the argument that the U.S. has no authority to use drones outside the traditional battlefield. In other words, Afghanistan, fine. Yemen, no. How did Brennan address that?
Well, you know, the administration has been saying for some time now that international law allows them to chase members of al-Qaeda wherever they are, including Pakistan and Yemen. Here's how Brennan put it.
There is nothing in international law that bans the use of remotely piloted aircraft for this purpose or that prohibits us from using lethal force against our enemies outside of an active battlefield, at least when the country involved consents or is unable or unwilling to take action against the threat.
So the key issue here is that the administration doesn't think it's limited to traditional battlefields like Afghanistan. I mean, Brennan says these targeted drone strikes outside the fields of battle are okay if the U.S. is tracking specific members of terrorist groups. Now, there's a second question that's related to this, and that is, does the U.S. need permission from the country where the strike is happening? So let's take Yemen. We know from the WikiLeaks documents that they gave permission. Then there's Pakistan, which is more complicated. There was just a drone strike there over the weekend, but their parliament recently passed a law banning drone strikes. So the administration says it only does this with permission, but in that case, it's harder to know what's going on.
Another criticism, Dina, is the targeting of U.S. citizens, and this is very controversial. So how did John Brennan address it?
Well, clearly the administration thinks that's legal. The attorney general defended it recently after there was a drone strike that killed an American-born radical imam named Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen last year. Now, Brennan didn't add much to the debate over whether it was legal to target U.S. citizens who are members of al-Qaeda. He just reiterated how rigorous the process was to get on this kill list and that there is even greater scrutiny if you're a U.S. citizen. You know, for a lot of civil liberties groups, they still find that answer completely unacceptable because it does away with a constitutional right to due process. I mean, the executive branch essentially becomes judge, jury, and executioner.
Another issue, that of drone strikes causing civilian casualties. What did John Brennan have to say about that?
Well, he actually talked about that more directly and said that the drones have, in his words, astonishing precision, and they actually dramatically reduce the danger to civilians. Here's a little more of what he said.
Compared against other options, a pilot operating the aircraft remotely, with the benefit of technology and with the safety of distance, might actually have a clearer picture of the target and its surroundings, including the presence of innocent civilians.
You know, what's interesting about this is that drones are seen as different from other weapons, maybe because the pilots are remote, so they get this extra scrutiny. But the case that Brennan is trying to make is that it actually should be the complete opposite. You know, as he put it in the tape, drones are actually a better option compared to regular bombs if you're looking to minimize civilian casualties. And if you are looking to minimize those casualties, he'd make the case for the use of drones.
So, Dina, it sounds like this may have been one of the more extensive defenses that we've heard from the administration.
Yes. You know, what was also interesting about this is that Brennan actually acknowledged that the U.S. isn't the only country with drones and that other countries are watching how the U.S. actually uses them. And he talked about precedent that the U.S. might be setting. And that's the first time we've heard the administration address that publicly. And he said this. He said if the U.S. wanted other nations to use these technologies responsibly, then the U.S. had to use them responsibly.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, thank you.
You're welcome.